Shalom to all. Today we're going to be learning Mishnayos Brachos Perek Daled Mishnah Vav and Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnayos are being learned b'schos Reb Shlomo Zalman v'zugasa marasiyata v'chol yotzech alotzeim. They should be gebenched with asach hatzlacha, good health, parnasa b'shefa, and cult of Sela. Now in the previous Mishnah we learned that when davening Shemana Esrei one must face Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, the Makom Mikdash or the Kodesh Kedashim. If he can't do so, then he at least has to direct his thoughts towards the Kodesh Kedashim. So we continue with that. Mishnah Vav says Hayyoshi b'sfina, a person's on a boat, Oybekaron or on a wagon, Oybeastar on a raft, Yechavin asleep b'kenegad beis Kodesh Hakedashim. Then he should direct his heart and his thoughts towards the Kodesh Kedashim. That's because on a boat, wagon, or raft, he's not able to stand up or even face towards the proper direction, so therefore he just has to use his mind and focus towards the Kodesh Kedashim. Obviously, if he could stand up or face the proper way, so then he should do so. And Mishnah Zayin tells us, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Ein tefilas hamusafin el bechever ir. A person only has to daven musaf if he's bechever ir, which means that he has to daven only with a minyan. If he doesn't have a minyan, then he does not have to daven musaf. That's because musaf is not in place of a different tefillah, like Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv of Shabbos, which are just replacements of weekday Shemana Esrei, and also musaf isn't requests and supplication like regular Shemana Esrei. Rather, it's all praise, all shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, musaf is only said with a minyan. However, Chamayim, they say bechever ir, v'shalai bechever ir. You daven with a minyan, or even without a minyan. If you're by yourself, you haven't daven b'yichidis, you're still going to say musaf. Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Mishmai, Rabbi Yehuda says in his name, a meeting in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's name, kol makam sheish chever ir. If there's a minyan davening musaf, hayachad patur mitfilas hamusafin, then a yachad doesn't even have to daven musaf. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with a fifth parak, Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.